For WHJE Sports, this is Jay Sterry sitting down with junior and Carmel boys varsity basketball guard Luke Hetty, discussing the upcoming state game and this past season. Luke, thanks for stopping by, my man.
No problem.
All right, so before we get into the state game, let's talk a little bit about the season as a whole. With a new coach and a new group of guys and losing a lot of seniors last year with a lot of leadership, how do you overall think the season went?
It went well. I think we got off to a pretty good start and then lost a couple close games. And I think that helped us a lot. We grew as a group. And then later in the season, I think we got ourselves ready for March. So I think we're making big strides here like last couple weeks, and I think we're ready to get to this game.
So what were your anticipations and expectations as of going into the season with, like I said before, a new coach, losing a lot of seniors? What did you think was going to happen this year?
Well, obviously, the overall goal and the expectation is to get to state, and that's what we work for every year, and it was the same coming into this season, and I think that we set our expectations high, and we just kept fighting. We kept fighting. We had a couple tough games, couple tough losses, and we really grew as a group, and that shows a lot about what we wanted to do.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the playoffs itself. Going into the sectional tournament, you guys went up against a Westfield team that the game was just a very low scoring and overall not the prettiest game, ending in a 33-24 win for you guys. Then you guys went on to beat a tough HSC team, and then you advanced to the big game against Fishers, which I know you guys lost in a nail-biter to Fishers.
Yep.
And where you guys ended up did taking the win, what do you think was the hardest part about playing all these great teams in just a short period of time?
You know, the teams... We don't get a lot of credit for our sectional just because of the records overall, but there are some tough teams. Those teams can come out and play really well and beat some good teams, and a lot of credit to them. They're tough teams, and we just came out and played our game and made some big plays down the stretch against Fishers and came out with the sectional championship.
All right, so in the sectional tournament, you guys won by an average of 7 points a game. And then once you guys got to the regional and the semi-state games, you guys were winning by like 10 and 20. What adjustments did you guys make to increase your margin of victory?
We just stuck to the game plan. We talked about it after sectionals, after we got through the sectionals. We just talked about really executing our game plan to the T. So, and when we came out against Homestead and Fort Wayne North, our goals were to not turn the ball over, rebound, and stop transition. So all that stuff we did really well, and I think that if we continue to do that, we'll be all right.
So in the regional championship game, you guys went up against Keon Brooks, arguably one of the best players in the country for his class. He's the 29th best player getting offers from Kansas, Kentucky, UCLA. What did you individually do to help to stop him? Because you guys held him to like 10 points.
Yeah, we put Eddie Gill on him and just outfought him, really. Eddie did a really good job staying in front of him and contesting all of his jump shots. And he got a couple early buckets just off screens and stuff like that, but Eddie did a great job on him.
So now, if we're going to – we'll transition now to something a little bit outside of basketball.
Yeah.
You've been in the Carmel program all your life, ever since you were practically born, as your dad was the coach here for a long time.
Yep.
And what would this mean to you if you won the state championship knowing that your dad was there and with how you've been the Carmel program for so long?
I think he's just excited about it. And it would be cool to be able to have a ring with him. And I just think that he's moved on and he's still around. And that's good. It's good to have a different situation. And Coach Osborne's come in and done a great job. And It's just fun. It's been fun to have him be a dad and in the stands and not yelling so much.
All right, so then moving on to Coach Osborne. When you guys won the state championship, there was a video on Instagram of you guys running out the clock, and the first person you went to hug was Coach Osborne.
Yeah.
How has Osborne been such an impactful person in your life?
Man, he's like a second dad, honestly. He's always been there for me through ups and downs, and I just think that outside of basketball, he's just a great person for everybody, and he truly cares about everyone on the team, and that's what you have to have as a coach. You just can't be a coach. You got to be almost a father, honestly. But he's come in and done great things for us and got us ready to play for a state championship, and that's all you could ask for from a coach.
So last thing, just what are you – like, I mean, are you nervous off of this state game?
Oh, yeah. You got to be a little bit nervous. You're not it's not real if you're not nervous, so – I just think that as long as we come in and execute our game plan and don't turn the ball over and stop their transition, we'll be all right. and just play hard. Honestly, you just go out there and give it your all and leave everything on the court, because you don't want to come out of the game saying, oh, shoot, I wish I would have done this or that. Just do everything you possibly can to get that win.
Any final thoughts?
I just hope that we get some fans out there on Saturday. So,
all right, awesome, Luke. Thanks for stopping by, my man.
Appreciate it.